Well, this morning we're going to talk about a project that we've talked about each year at this time. The folks at the Cam Middle School in Messina have that wonderful greenhouse project every year, and it always yields such great stuff right around the perfect time of the year, around Mother's Day. Sandy Booker is one of the instructors in the school that helps the students move that project along in a forward fashion, and we've got a sale coming up here pretty soon. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jim?
Good. How's the greenhouse this year?
The greenhouse has had a few issues this year, but we've been able to overcome those. We had soil issues to start off the year with, so we ended up throwing 21 flats of flowers away, just not wanting to contaminate our greenhouse, and started over and got all of our plug plants in and lost electricity in May. And so we lost over 60% of our flowers. So it was kind of starting over again. But the kids kind of learned it's a business. Sometimes those things happen in a business. We turned away people that wanted to give us cash donations so that the kids could decide how to diversify their business. So they've learned a lot about insurance, deductibles, and things that can happen to a business. But we are on the rebound.
I know it's probably an initial shock when these things happen, the electricity especially. What are you going to do? I mean, all of a sudden. But as you said, it can turn around into an educational experience for the kids. These are life lessons that they would need to learn at some point.
It is, and that's one reason we run this class is it is a business. Mm-hmm. They have to learn what happens. Not every business is going to be dug out of the hole if something happens to them. And they have to learn, really, how could we come back from this? And they worked extremely hard. They've tried some new things. We're trying some succulents this year, which we haven't before. But I also want to say that the greenhouse community is wonderful, too, because they have reached out to us and sold us some plants that we could go ahead and purchase within our budget. And then we did have Sue Mortensen, who has her own little greenhouse over at Griswold. She had extra impatience, but the kids had to do all of the transplanting of them, so they still had to work for it. So we've had people come in with some donations. We've had what we call our flower fairies. They have come in and anonymously donated flowers. So even though we haven't taken cash donations, we've been lucky to receive some other donations to kind of get our business back on its feet.
So there's actually another life lesson for the students, too, that folks are pretty generous when the opportunity comes up, and that's a lesson for them to learn when it comes their turn, maybe later in life, to be generous.
That's exactly it. Sometimes you have to pay it forward. But we've always been lucky here with the communities, not only in Messina, but around us with Anita Cumberland. We've had people from Wyota, Atlantic, Greenfield, Corning that support us. So we've been very fortunate that way.
You bet. Well, the whole point of the greenhouse, well, there's a lot of points to the greenhouse, actually. It's a project to teach them the business side, which they learned kind of the hard way this time, that some businesses don't always succeed. But that's not the end of the greenhouse either. They're going to move forward. They work real hard to make this successful as it can be, sometimes despite the circumstances. But then the fruits of their labor come here this time of the year when we get close to Mother's Day, when you get to do a little harvesting and do a little opportunity here for folks to come down and enjoy some of the things that have been produced here.
We have, and we're starting to see a lot more color because a lot of the flowers are starting to bloom now. So that's given the kids a little bit more courage and you know, just kind of help them out a little bit. They're starting to see the plants. Now that we're starting to get some sun, they are starting to grow. That's been another thing is there just has not been a lot of sun for plant growth this year.
Right. Yeah, it's been a tough spring all the way around, but hopefully things are turning now and the warmer weather's coming. Usually folks come out and support pretty well when it comes time to come down and look through some of the things that you've produced this year. What will they find this year?
They'll find the same things they have in the past. We still have hanging baskets, maybe not as many as what we've had before because we did lose a lot of those in when the electricity went out. They're still going to find some planters. They're going to find vegetables, but maybe not as many diversified vegetables as what we've had in the past. We do have the succulents that we've started this year. We've had some wonderful items for the silent auction. And then also this year that's going to be a little bit new is the kids had as an assignment for the class to take pictures of nature. I put those on the Cass County Outdoor Classroom page. We picked the top five pictures, and those top five pictures will be up for auction as pictures that will be framed. The kids will autograph those, and then people can bid on those. And we'll also have some calendars made out of those, a very few amount of those, and some magnets. So they were looking at other ways that they could help their business prosper, and this is a way that we went.
Yeah, sure. Is participation good by the students again this year?
54 kids.
Wow.
So yeah, we have quite a few, yes.
In what grades?
Seventh grade and eighth grade.
That's a lot of kids. That's got to be a pretty good percentage.
It is, and I have to thank Mary Schoening. She's come on board this year to help me out. Dean Downer, who helped me out the last several years, decided it was time to retire and go on all of his hunting escapades that he's done, and Mrs. Schoening stepped right in and was willing to help. So that's helped me out because I couldn't do it without her help.
Yeah, for folks who aren't maybe necessarily familiar with all the ins and outs of a project like this, it's not just you teaching the kids. The kids, it's hands-on learning.
It is absolutely hands-on learning, and especially right now, we had to read about succulents and how to take care of those, but we also use the outdoor classroom, and we've been out there quite a few times. With Mr. Downer being gone this fall, it was up to us to take care of trimming and pruning and doing other things out at the outdoor classroom. We don't use a book. We have no textbook for this class.
Absolutely. It'd be hard to. God provides a textbook for you. Absolutely. And sometimes it's a little tougher than you realize,
yeah,
too.
We've noticed that this year.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So when folks come down, what's the process now? They're going to get a chance to come down this week and purchase some of the things that have been produced. What times?
Thursday, May 11th from 3:30 to 5:30. Friday, May 12th, 3:30 to 5:30. And whatever we have left, we'll sell on Saturday, the May 13th from 9 to noon.
You usually get a pretty good rush early, though, don't you?
We get a huge rush early.
Yeah. And the prices that they'll find on these are going to be very competitive.
They're going to be very competitive, yes. I don't think we're probably even going to raise them, even though we've been through what we have been through. The kids understand that this is also a community project. And we don't want to go forth. We're not trying to make lots of money. We're just trying to sustain our program, and all of the proceeds go right back into the greenhouse account.
Yeah, and you opened the door there for me, too. It is a community project. Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about some folks that have been kind to you in the past, but you do get a lot of community support here.
I do. 21st Century Co-op went ahead, and they are still selling the propane to us at their cost. We've had a number of people that have donated that we couldn't go on without them, and there's just so many to list. I usually have it on a board at the greenhouse because there are so many. Of course, I can't forget KJN because you always come down, Jim, and you do a wonderful job for us, and we appreciate everybody that helps us out with PR or donations, or the big thing is they come and they buy the different plants and then let us know each year what they have liked and what maybe they didn't like.
Well, and this project perpetuates itself. It's the money that's generated from the project this year that helps to go into it next year to make next year's classes and next year's greenhouse successful.
Exactly. And probably the real one plus that comes out of this is that when we did have problems with our old greenhouse, and we are still going to keep it, is that the school board did vote for a new greenhouse to go out back here. So we are hoping to have that up and running next fall so we can start doing greenhouse projects all year long instead of just from January to May.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing the greenhouse project?
You would ask me that. I have no idea. I'm going to say 15 years maybe.
That long. Yeah. And did it start by accident?
It did. Actually, C&M had this greenhouse a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. Was bought by the Messina Chamber of Commerce for the C&M FFA. And then when the two schools went together and we became a middle school, Dean Downer and I just decided to throw our hands in there, see what we could do, and we've been going since then with it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that's expanded. You've got the outdoor area there as well that is very well used, not just by the schools, but by the public in general.
It's been used for everything, showers, weddings. There's a lot of different churches that will go out there, have their services or breakfast. We have some people that were just out there at Easter. The Pelicans had come through just about 2 weeks ago, so there's a lot of different people that do go out and use it, and it's kind of that diamond in the rough in Southeast mm-hmm. Cass County.
Yeah, well, I know the conservation folks here in the county are awful happy about it, too. They get a lot of use out of that and get a chance to talk about it quite a bit, too, with folks. Okay, very good. So great Mother's Day gifts, great gifts for you around the house if you're looking for some things that you can replant and make grow here locally. Pot yourself, do whatever you want with this stuff, but come on down, support the greenhouse. And again, it's coming up this Thursday, Friday, and hopefully Saturday. We'll see if there's a need for it. Those hours again?
Thursday, May 11th from 3:30 to 5:30. Friday, May 12th, 3:30 to 5:30. And Saturday, 9 to noon.
All right. The sooner you get there, the sooner you get what you want.
Exactly.
All right. Well, very good. Sandy, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And congratulations to the kids for another, they made it a successful year.
They did. They've been through a lot, but it's going to be successful. And thank you again, Jim, for the interview every year. Always brings lots of people in, and we appreciate it.